Ecclesiastes 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. If I could promise you something that would help you for sure, would you at least be interested? I hope you would. What I'm dealing with is somewhat unusual, but it is factual and biblical. And that alone should say, well, I probably need to listen and apply. We do a lot of listening, but we don't do a lot of application. The Bible talks about the doers of the word and not hearers only. Notice in verse 4, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. My heart's on one word in that verse. Do you have any idea which one? Maybe you'd guess right, maybe you wouldn't. A time to weep, a time to laugh. To laugh. Laughter is a medicine that helps everyone. I want to try to preach on learn to laugh. It may seem strange, but it is biblical. What did the verse say? It talks about laughing, and there is a time that we should laugh. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Drieth the bones. Some of us probably know what that's like. But it says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Laughter helps. Laughter helps to lower blood pressure. Increase circulation, reduce stress hormones. It boosts our immune functions. It triggers the release of endorphins, and that's a body's natural painkillers. It produces a general sense of well-being. It has an aerobic effect that increases the body's use of oxygen. And as best as I can tell, there are no side effects. Try that with your miracle drugs. You take the medicine to get rid of a tummy ache, and you get all kinds of, man, your life falls apart because of the side effects of medicine. By the way, this medicine is free. It costs nothing. I believe with all my heart we need to, I'm talking to myself, we need to learn how to laugh. We need to look for a reason to laugh. Most of us are too serious. Most of us are. I say most of us are. I know life's serious. I know there's real burdens, real troubles, real heartaches, real tears, real difficulties, real people that's aggravating. I know all that's true, but I got news for you. It's always going to be that way. And how we face those things says a whole lot about how we're going to make it through this world. We can gloom our way through or grin our way through. I know which I'd rather do. It takes less muscles to smile than to frown. That doesn't mean a lot, but it helps. It means something. It is as though God is saying, I'd rather you smile than frown. I think this evening we need to learn how to laugh. It'll change your attitude if you will try it. I'm talking about regular laughing from a heart that's genuine, real laughter. Now, it can be a bad thing. There's no doubt there are times when laughter is wrong. There are vulgar things to laugh about. There are things that are off-colored. There are things that are inappropriate. There are times that it's out of place. I would not suggest, recommend, or endorse taking and telling a lot of jokes at a funeral. Or if someone's dying in the hospital with cancer. But I still say, even though it can be a bad thing, it's also a very good thing. There are times that laughter is a bad thing. Sometimes it shows a lack of respect or concern. Sometimes it shows a lack of respect to spiritual things. Sometimes it shows a lack of faith. Sarah laughed when the Lord said, "You're going to have a baby." She said she didn't, but she did. One thing for sure, you don't get by with anything with God. So laughter can be a bad thing, I say. Secondly, laughter can be a bitter thing. Luke 6:25 says, "Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep." There are people who are laughing their way to hell. There are people who are so out of touch with reality, they just go through life as though there's nothing serious and there's nothing to think about, and it costs them. So laughter can be a bitter thing. I think the prodigal son did a lot of laughing at the far country. But there came a time when his laughter came to mourning. And the laughter that brought tears, sooner or later his heartbreak brought tears. I believe there's times that laughter can be a bitter thing. I thought about the rich man who had much goods. I wonder how many times he sat in his rich house and at his long table and laughed and drank his wine. What about Belshazzar? What about the others that we find having parties in the Bible? And they no doubt are laughing. I think if you look at Sodom and Gomorrah, when Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom and his heart, by the way, I believe one of the things that he was looking at and listening to was the laughter. He thought, "Oh my, I sure would like to be involved with that." Laughter can be a bitter thing. It can be fun now, but that we're laughing about and that brings us to laughter can cause us mourning later on. For the sin that made us laugh yesterday will make us mourn today. Laughter can be a bitter thing. It can be a bad thing. It can be a bitter thing. It can be a blessed thing. Proverbs 16:20, "Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." That word happy means exactly what it says, happy. It is not a happiness that's determined by circumstances. Most of ours is. But this is a happiness of someone who is trusting the Lord. What does that say? What does that suggest? Even through troubles, trusting God. Something is involved with this life that's making someone and is requiring someone to trust God. And it says if you'll trust God during those times, there'll be some happiness. There'll be some joy involved. I'm talking about how laughter can be a blessing. It can be something that God gives. I have been around and I have done it. When the Lord moved, people just get to laughing. And it's not that holy laughter that used to be a couple of years ago, and the holy laugh. I don't know if you heard about that, and I believe that was very fleshly and different movements. I'll try and be kind. But I do say this, I have been around, I have been in services when people just got so happy, they just laughed out loud, and it was of God. It can be a blessed thing. Proverbs 29:18 says, "He that keepeth the law, happy is he." You want to know how to be happy? You want to laugh and it be real? Do what God says. Keep this book. The flesh will say you be happy by doing it your way and living as you please and fulfill the flesh, not according to the Bible and not according to life. According to life, who do you know that's really happy? I'll tell you who it is. Somebody who walks with God. Somebody who serves Him. I said it before, the people who testify here about God being so good are not the ones that's having it easy and everything's going good. Those who stand with tears of joy, says, "God's been so good to me," are the ones who are suffering, but they're doing God's will through their suffering. I say laughter can be a blessed thing. It can be something that God does in our hearts. And it's just got to come out. I like it when it gets so big inside, there ain't room enough for it to say. It's got to come out. Luke 6:21 says, "Blessed are ye that weep now, ye shall laugh." He said, there's some you're going through hard times now. You're weeping now. Your heart is broken now. Things are tough now, but hey, look up, dear saint. There's coming a time when you will laugh out loud because of the joy of God answering a prayer or God seeing you through the issue or the problem or God doing what you need. You'll be laughing where you're weeping now. Trials will end, and it'll be worth it then if we walk with the Lord. I'm talking about laughter can be a blessed thing. Laughter is blessed because it can be healthy. I said it already. It's the best medicine on the shelf. I go to the little plastic box under my sink to find out, well, do I have Robitussin or do I have ibuprofen or do I have this or that or my medicine or whatever? And I have to pick and choose of what I have to try and deal with the issue I have at that particular time. And I know most of it ain't going to really work much. It just covers up, just helps the issue. But the kind of medicine I'm talking really make you better. It actually does help. Here's what I read. The body's healing system responds favorably to positive attitudes, thoughts, moods, and emotions. That is, love and hope and optimism and caring and joy and laughter. Positive attitude. And our body's healing system also reacts negatively to negative things like hate and hopelessness and pessimism and indifference and anxiety and depression and loneliness. It is saying this: our attitude makes a difference. It makes a difference in us physically. I do believe sometimes we frown our way into sickness. And I know it. I'm not saying this is a miracle cure, but laughing and joy can be productive physically. I'm talking about it can be a healthy thing. I read this. If you laugh 100 times, it's like spending 10 minutes on the rowing machine as far as the help and benefit. And it's like 15 minutes on the exercise bike. Well, I tell you what, I'd rather laugh than ride an exercise bike. I guarantee you that. It's a healthy thing. By the way, I think I'll make me a video. Laugh your way to healthiness. I sure better lose some weight before I make that video. Well, I started to say something mean. I started to say that's like Oprah advertising weight reducing things. Man, a lot of she's blown up and slunk down more than anybody I know of. I'm talking about laughter. Hey, you already feel a little bit better because you're laughing at my stupidity. Laughter can be healthy. And it ain't wrong to laugh. The Bible says it's right to laugh. There's a time to laugh and see things in a positive way. I'm talking about laughter can be a blessed thing because it can be a healthy thing. Laughter can be a blessed thing because it can be healthy, but also because it can be holy. When the Lord turned the captivity again of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. When God delivered us, we just couldn't help but laugh and sing and rejoice. It's a spiritual thing. It's a holy thing sometimes to laugh because it's an expression of thankfulness and gratefulness to the work of God. I'm talking about it's okay to laugh. In fact, it's more than okay, it's right. Could I say this? It's wrong not to. Oh, I don't know how in the world did we ever get to thinking that feeling gloomy and acting gloomy is spiritual? Oh, I know there are times to mourn. And there are times we are broken. There's times we just don't feel good. But that does not erase the fact that laughter is good and it is positive and it can help us feel better. And I believe, according to what I find in this Bible, God is pleased when we laugh right. Oh, it's a blessed thing. It can be holy. I don't think God wants us unhappy. I don't think He wants us sad. I don't think He wants us gloomy. Habakkuk 3:17 and 18. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive tree shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. I'm telling you what, that's gloom, despair, and agony on me right there. But the verse doesn't end. It says, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He is saying, if everything goes wrong, if nothing works out, I'm still going to have joy in my Lord. I'm going to trust Him. Could I say what I want to say? I'm going to laugh on anyway. I'm going to rejoice on anyway. I don't want to be the kind that's happy only when I'm healthy. I don't want to be the kind that's happy only when I'm wealthy. I don't want to be the kind that's happy only when somebody says, I love you. I want to be the kind that's happy and joyful and laughing when I'm not healthy and not wealthy and nobody says, I like you, let alone says, I love you. I mean, after all, what do you do? If you got to be healthy to be happy, what do you do when you get sick? And if you got to be wealthy to be happy and smile, what do you do when the things fall apart and the money dries up? If you got to have people patting you on the back and talk about how great you are and how they love you and how wonderful you are to be happy, what do you do when they say, you sorry, bum? What do you do when they turn against you, walk off and forget you? You see, laughter can be something that's holy because it's something that's healthy and because it's something that helps. Religion will leave you empty. The bottle, it gets empty. And the hanger comes. And the drugs run out and the friends run away. But Bible Christianity is something of joy and it lasts on. That's what He wants us to do, realize that what we have is real. And we can't allow what we're going through to get us down. We ought to be thankful for all God's done for us. 2 Corinthians 4. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. He says the devil's whooping up on us, but I just want to tell you, God's still good. He may have me down, but He ain't got me pinned. He may black my eye, but He ain't knocked me out. The Lord said, just keep on going. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, because it says it's God's will for you. Thought about this verse in Luke 24, verse 17. Here's what Jesus said to the people, the couple that's walking down the road to Emmaus after He has died, after the cross has happened, and they don't realize has He risen yet? And Jesus comes and they don't realize who He is. And here's what He said. What manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? Why are you frowning? What's this? What are you talking about? That attitude, that voice, your words, I can tell you're heartbroken. Why are you sad? Hey, listen, there was no reason for them to be sad. The one who had just risen from the dead, victorious, was walking right beside them. But they didn't see it. They didn't recognize it. They didn't acknowledge it. They didn't believe it. They didn't accept it. So they were sad. They were sad when they didn't need to be. And Jesus said, quit being sad. You don't need to be. And I know heartaches are real. I know that. but so is God. And troubles are overwhelming. I know that. I'm in the same world you're in. And probably have bigger battles than some of y'all. But I know this, God's God. God is still God. Let me just mention this and I'll go on. That circumstance where he's walking with them and said, why are you sad? Right at that moment, he was probably doing more for mankind than he ever had before, because he had already risen and initiating his mission from there on out. They missed it all. You don't know what God's doing that you can't see. Just keep trusting God and smile anyway. We used to say in the old days, back in the 70s, early 80s, shout it out anyway. That was one of our phrases, which means I know you're going through trouble. I know it's real, but don't let it get you down. Keep on walking. Keep on shouting. I'm talking about laughter can be a blessed thing because it can be healthy and it can be holy and it can be helpful. Every once in a while, I'll be gloomy. I didn't say I'd arrived. I may be just preaching this to me. I'll get around somebody who knows what it is to appreciate God's goodness. I'll use Brother Charles again. Now, I know Brother Charles is just plumb crazy. I know that. And I tell him that. Everybody knows that. But I'll tell you one thing. You can't get around him without feeling better. Laughter. Joy. And there's times where you just need some help. And laughter from you or someone else can be helpful. It gives you a better attitude. It helps you forget the negative things. It releases the negatives that are built up, like self-pity and anger and sadness and feeling sorry for ourselves. By the way, feeling sorry for ourselves won't help. It'll drive you down further. Self-pity is our enemy. I'm talking about laughter is helpful. It's a holy thing because it's helpful. It can help me, and it can help others. I like it when somebody gets around somebody, and the somebody that got around somebody get helps from the somebody. Sometimes getting around somebody who knows how it is to have joy can help you. By the way, wouldn't it be nice to be one of those that helped others? Not because you put on or make fun or pretend, but because there's something real inside that you appreciate the goodness of God. And it's okay just to laugh, just to enjoy life. So it's helpful to me and it's helpful to others. It helps your relationship. Could I just say this? I said it before. Nobody likes a grump. Nobody likes a grump. A grump doesn't like a grump. A grump will complain about a grump. Laughter is contagious. I love it. One person, even if it is a joke, or the joy of the Lord and the goodness of God, and see one person that makes such a difference on someone else, it rubs off. By the way, so does gloom. So does depression. So I want to say this. I said it when I began. I want to end with what I began. Learn to laugh. I think we need to learn to laugh. Now, some people, it just seems natural. But some, you're going to have to study about it. And no, it really is okay. Not just okay, it's right. This Bible has a lot more to say about laughter than what I've mentioned that says it's okay to laugh. It's okay to enjoy yourself in the right place. I believe from here to the house, we're going to need positive attitude. And not Joel Osteen's positive attitude. That's of the flesh, generated Giselle. I'm talking about Bible positive attitude, where the Bible says it is okay. It's going to be all right. And you've got a reason to rejoice. It's okay to smile. It's okay to smile in the terrible situation. It's still okay to smile. It's still okay to rejoice. In fact, not okay, but he says ought to. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say to rejoice. I'm asking the Lord to help me and help us to learn how to laugh, to enjoy the good things of God, and not be so overwhelmed and beaten down by what we're having to face every day of our lives.